News Talk Tonight is on with your host, Jim Richards, on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
One of the heartbreaking things that I've noticed doing this job for a good long while is interviewing soldiers who've come back from Afghanistan and are struggling. And sometimes it's because this country, both liberal and conservative governments in the past, haven't helped our vets as much as they should, and people would have to fight for the benefits that you would think that they deserved. I've talked to so many frustrated vets who I've asked if they knew what they knew now, would they have signed up to serve their country? And I've been shocked at how many times the answer is no. So it's heartbreaking to see vets who have come back from Afghanistan dealing with PTSD. But one gentleman right now wants to tell us how he's dealing with his PTSD and how he's helping others as well after three tours in Afghanistan. Ryan Hockyard joins us right now. Ryan, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How you doing now?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Can you tell us how bad some of your struggles have been since returning from Afghanistan?
You know, it's been a long time of, it took me quite a while just to come forward and say that I was dealing with things. And this is, you know, when I first stepped forward to identify that I was suffering from symptoms of post-traumatic stress, it was about 2015. And I got to say, you know, I don't really have any complaints about the system that I went through. I found myself supported throughout the entire process, and I'm on the other side now. And, you know, I've had a lot of good experiences with my mental health team, and now we're doing this project in hopes to help bring some, you know, some smiling faces and give back to our community.
And how did you come up with this, or was it tried somewhere else and you thought, hey, this might be interesting?
Well, it came to, you know, I had been going through some counseling sessions with my doctor, and at a point, you know, she said to me, you're going to have to find some things to do to help with this identity, right? What your identity is post-service. It's going to be a big transition for you. So she recommended to me to try something completely new and get out of your comfort zone. So again, I found acting, when I started doing it, I noticed that in looking for like veterans and acting, and I found lots of stuff in the States and in the UK, but nothing really here that was concrete programming. And not just acting alone, like any sort of real arts programming here that was catered towards the veteran community. There were some one-off things that would show up here and there, but nothing that I could just throw myself into at the point when I needed it. So through a few, you know, I had it in the back of my head, well, maybe I can hopefully get to the point at some day where I can help provide this service for vets and their family members. And I happened to meet some people through this foundation that we're working with, the Roland Gossage Foundation, and they had a very similar idea at the same time. So we kind of came together and we've developed this program.
Soldiers in the Arts is the name of it. What drew you to acting and improv and that sort of things? Because I don't know if I'm stereotyping, but, you know, when you think of a guy that you might know in high school who's going to go to the Army, you don't think that he would be in the theater program as well.
That's right. And then that wasn't me. I wasn't the best student. And, you know, I just kind of put my head down and got through it because I always wanted to join. So again, it was more along the lines of I need to pick something that is totally out of my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Something that I just didn't understand. And, you know, I've dabbled drawing. I'm not the best at drawing, and I've written enough in my background. I just wanted to try something totally new. So again, acting was like, okay, well, this is something that seems difficult, and especially improv, and it really is going to force myself to get out in front of total strangers and just deal with some of the emotions that I didn't want to show people. Never mind in the uniform. Outside the uniform was another thing altogether.
Yeah.
So again, I signed up for a few lessons, and I found it invigorating, and, you know, cathartic is another one I love to throw out there as well. So, and I just continued with it.
And so can you tell me how you would explain to someone what it has done for you?
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot. Again, being able to, you know, come to terms with my emotions outside of the typical ones that I was just so used to experiencing as my career in the military. And I was a senior NCO in the infantry, right? So again, you have this vision of a sergeant in the infantry, you know, leading their troops, and it's the stoic, you know, not faltering, you know, it's anger with, mixed in with humor. That's pretty much all I wanted to show people.
Yeah.
So again, to come out and be like, well, no, people deal with sadness, people deal with frustrations, people deal with sorrow, joy, all these other kind of things, and what does that mean for me? And I didn't really want to show anybody that, but again, this forced me to do it, and it's helped in ways where I don't even know what I would have done if I didn't find something like this. And it doesn't have to be acting, obviously, like anything where you can just deal with these bottled up emotions and these experiences and put it out in front of people in a way where there's no judgment.
Yep.
And it's just that, well, this is it, right? And again, acting for me was that thing. And I know there's other vets who are out there saying, you know, I paint, I write, I do poetry, I work with wood. Those are all awesome ways to get out there and express yourself. So again, we're trying to really champion the arts for vets and not just the vets themselves, but their spouses and adult children and their parents and the people that really are there with them throughout their career and after. Because once they're out the door, the military's not there anymore.
Yeah.
So they need that support to continue.
Is it the acting and the improv, or is one part of it, because I remember interviewing a guy once and he said, you know, what you really miss is the brotherhood of the people that you served with. And I'm guessing if you're doing this, and Saturday, October the 29th in Toronto, Soldier for the Arts is taking place. Is it just being around people who can understand you and you have common things in common?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, even if you didn't serve in Afghanistan, or, you know, say you were a clerk, or you were, you know, if you were an infantry person, or if you were an SF operator, you still come from that culture and you still have shared experiences in some way, shape, or form. You still speak the same language. And yes, you're absolutely right. There is that still camaraderie that exists. Like, I'll meet vets. It doesn't matter where you're from. You're a vet. I'm a vet. Okay, we can talk about something, right? So, again, it gives that space where, you know, if somebody's at the stage where they might want to try something, but then might not want to do it in front of people who don't understand them at all, it's a really good starting place.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of these guys, Your point in coming on is to tell us about something that's very worthwhile, but I'm guessing you're also hoping that somebody out there is listening right now and perhaps is where you were in 2015 and hears your voice and you're saying, hey, come on out, because this could be something for you. If only just, you know, talking with people who know what you're going through.
Absolutely. You know, and again, post-service, it's a big thing. You deal with all of these ideas and then you come out and then you're just, again, you're just Joe Schmo Canadian now, right? So you're really going to have to say to yourself, you know, I want to go out and I want to do better and figure out who I am. And this is a good opportunity for me to do that. So if somebody's out there and they're thinking about it, or if they have an interest in the arts in any sort of shape or form, even if you don't want to do improv, I would still say come on out and speak with us, because we're going to expand our programming and we want to make sure that we're hitting the right thing for the right community.
When you talk about improv, is it typical improv that is geared in comedy, or is it stuff that you would... it sounded like you were earlier saying that, you know, there are some scenes that maybe you're expressing your anger and that helps you, deal with your PTSD.
Yeah, like, you know, for me, again, I started in improv and then went to the more dramatic side of it.
Yep.
Because I wanted a little bit different things structure-wise out of it. But, you know, what we're focusing on is not so much the comedy aspect, but it's a great way to segue into that, right? Like, having these, you know, at the end, the improv exercises themselves are communication exercises and listening exercises. And those are two such big things for everyone on a daily basis, never mind being in the military, right?
Yep.
So we're really trying to give people an introduction to just being out in front of people, and we want to build on that from there.
I love the idea. Sorry to cut you off there. We need to know what the venue is coming up on the 29th.
Yeah, so it's going to be at the Legion Branch 001/042, and it's located at 243 Coxwell Avenue. It's just south of Girard Street on Coxwell itself.
Good luck. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Thank you for having me.
I actually know where that is. Nobody cares. Sharon and Bram next on their comeback.